Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. And there's a lot going on at the Bank of St. Lucia right now. I hope you heard those commercials before. But I'm going to play them again when we're done with Youth Unplugged today. But today I'm joined with Mr. Imani Butcher, St. Lucia's hottest property right now in terms of football. 16 years old and doing a lot. Good afternoon, Imani. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine.
You fine? Yeah. And you came here straight out of school, you know. So I should ask you, how was your day at school?
Well, we had sports meet today.
Yeah, sports meet today. What was it? Mindo Philip Park?
No, Grizzly.
Okay. All right. You didn't run anything today?
Yeah.
You ran today? No, well, you look like you ran for a day yet. clean. Okay. Hey, man, this afternoon, we're going to take this interview in strides. I mean, right now, I heard a lot about you. I mean, before I did the interview, I called around. Somebody told me they call him Saka. I don't know why. So tell me about that.
Well, I love Arsenal.
Oh, you love Arsenal?
Yeah.
Okay, I know a few people that love Arsenal as well. Arsenal ain't winning the league this year, so I think we should start here.
Oh, you?
You'll win the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, Liverpool coming. I mean, my team is all the way in like 10th or 11th, I don't know.
Chelsea.
Yeah. We're horrible, quite horrible. But that's okay. All right, so hopefully the goal is to play for Arsenal, eh?
Yeah,
playing in the number 10 position. So, Imani, what's your favourite position in football?
Attacking midfield.
Attacking midfield. How long have you played in that position?
From the time I started playing football.
Never switched?
No.
You know, a lot of the time when you see professional footballers, they tell you probably I started off playing in goal and now I've made the switch from goal to striker. You understand? For example, Manuel Neuer. I know Neuer played as a striker for some time as a youth player, and then eventually his height allowed him to play in the goal. You didn't think like you could have played anywhere else on the pitch?
Well, no. Never came in mind.
Okay. So, why number 10?
Because I love to be creative.
You love to be creative. Yeah. Okay. So, I could call you like a little Messi, a little Kevin De Bruyne. I've never seen you play, right? I've never seen you play, but the accolades follow you because I understand that you were pivotal in Soufre winning the Black Heart tournament last year. One of the youngest players in the team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Or the
youngest player in the Soufre team. Okay. So let's talk about school. We'll come back to football in a while because without schooling, I don't think you would probably be in the position that you are. When I speak about schooling, I speak about both the academic side of it and, of course, the grassroots level of football. Yes. So where did it all start for you?
On the Soufre playing field. The backbone for the sports club.
Okay. And after, where did you move on to?
From there, I never switched.
So you've been there from the time you're 5 years old?
Yes.
So about 11 years now, playing in Soufre.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a few years ago, the Cruzeiro Sports Academy came about. And I thought it was a wonderful thing to me to have young people, like-minded young people, all underneath the same roof. Studying, of course, doing a bit of academics, and of course, doing what they loved. Mm-hmm. How has that experience been for you thus far?
Well, it's great. Very good. But when you get the chance to do both, playing football and academics, it works.
Okay, so is there any challenges being at the sports academy for you?
Yes, a lot.
Let's talk about some of those challenges.
Well, waking up in the mornings, having to do your SBAs, being in Form 5 mm-hmm. and training after. Tough.
So, striking that balance, are you able to do it? Are you able to complete those SBAs on time? You know, a lot of the time, we have our SBAs, and boy, you ain't doing that. Eh? Mm-hmm. You understand? There are other things that we choose to give more importance probably than doing those SBAs. I'm hoping that you can find that balance. Are you finding that balance?
Not really.
Not really? Well, we had to work on that. You know, CXC is around the corner, right? And what we see now these days is a lot of sports scholarships. We see a lot of advancement. I think the Ministry of Youth and Sports is doing a good job, you know, getting more scholarships. And I think the sports academy is actually supposed to be gearing the academic program to make you young guys and ladies, of course, eligible for sports scholarships in the US, the UK, etc.
Yeah.
Right? Have you seen any probably scouts or anything like that come into your establishment for young footballers like yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're getting back to the football because I think that's where we're going to probably stick for the majority of this interview. And my first question for you is this. Sometimes we don't have energy, right, to keep motivated, etc. What keeps you motivated?
My mother, my father, my mother's partner.
Okay.
Friends and families.
Has it always been a thing that you've always felt support from home when it comes to football?
Yes. A lot of support.
Okay. now part of the national team, I mean, coming from grassroots and coming from Sufure, there is a lot that has changed, I could imagine.
Yes.
How has that affected you? Has it improved your game? Has it made you less of a player? How do you feel that change has worked in your favor or not?
It has worked because I learned a lot. Day by day, I learn and learn and learn and get better.
Okay. Well, I could take that. Do you feel intimidated probably by some of the older footballers that you see? I mean, you play attacking midfield. I don't know how many attacking midfielders are better than you here in St. Lucia. But if you see an older person, probably 16 now, you know, it's always a matter of, sometimes we say that youth players have to wait their turn. Or don't skip the line and get ahead of time, right? But wait your turn. And has that been a problem for you, or probably a challenge in the national team?
No. I'm never scared.
You're never scared? Well, I'll take that. That's a lot of confidence, right? I'm hoping that the next game that we have, I can probably see you in action. What do you think gives you an edge?
Well, my training, working on my skills every day, and just making sure that I'm on point.
Well, let's talk about that. What is a normal day for you, probably in terms of a training session? What do you focus on most?
Controlling and passing.
Controlling and passing.
Yes.
But technical ability is not limited to just controlling and passing. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that if you're playing as a midfielder, you need to probably broaden your horizon sometimes. It's not just about controlling the ball and passing the ball, right? You probably need to take a shot,
yes.
You know, so any shooting drills, any dribbling involved in that.
Yes.
The number one player in the world right now in midfield, to me, is Jude Bellingham, right?
Yes.
What do you think?
He's great.
Okay, at 16 years old, Jude Bellingham was playing for Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken, right? The attributes of his game changed over the years, right? I think he's more of a direct player now, probably take on more players as his position in that false nine position, sometimes at Real Madrid. But in your time, you said that you remained playing within the midfield area. Is there any particular position in midfield that you feel that you excel in, apart from the number 10 position?
Yes, centre mid. That's where I played the entire tournament for Blackheart.
In the centre midfield. So your tackling should be on point, etc. But you're telling me you're only you're working on controlling and passing, so I'm guessing that these are the things come naturally.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that. That experience, you just spoke about Blackheart. How was that experience for you?
It was a great experience. Everyone is interested in it. It's like a World Cup in St. Lucia. So all teams are coming out and give the best.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you see communities. But my community is not doing that well in Blackheart these days. I'm not mentioning my community. But, I mean, it was amazing to see Sufure. I know a few people in that team. I think Cake Boyd is another guy, a young police officer. I'm not too sure if he plays if he played for Blackheart, but I know he's from the community. And they would rally around, come to Bossiju and do what they had to do to represent for their respective community. Again, that's where I guess the accolades with respect to you came from. Okay. Not to shy away from the football too much, but do you give yourself set goals or targets? I mean, we speak about academia, but we also speak about football as well. So this question is going in both directions. Do you give yourself set goals? For example, in football, do you say that probably by the end of this month I want to be a bit better on the left foot, etc.?
Yes.
Now, respect to school, that's the question I really want you to answer. With respect to academia, we spoke about SBAs a little earlier, and the direction that you need to go to balance the two. Are you going to probably give yourself a goal in the upcoming weeks?
Yes, to complete all my SBAs.
Okay, how many subjects are you doing currently?
Well, I did P in Form 4. I'm currently doing 5.
Okay, so I'm guessing math, English, and
SS, French, and EDPM.
Yeah, but you have some SBAs to do. Definitely have some SBAs to do. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have to take a break now. Representing for our bank, the Bank of St. Lucia, that's all the bank you need. A lot is going on at the Bank of St. Lucia right now. Let's take in a word from our sponsor.
Hey there, St. Lucians. Let's talk about something pretty special. Owning a piece of this beautiful island. I mean, who wouldn't want a slice of our paradise to call their own, right? Now I know we're all about the good vibes and enjoying the moment, but have you ever thought about the lasting impact of being a landowner? Imagine this, your own piece of the Rock, where you can build your first home, which can be passed on to your next generation. And that land increases in value. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Now here's the real talk. You can apply for a Bank of St. Lucia land loan and pay absolutely nothing down. Plus, enjoy a no interest rate. So why wait? Imagine saying, this right here, this is my spot in St. Lucia. Let's make it happen. Visit our website at bankofstlucia.com to sign up or contact us at 456-6999. Let's be honest, owning a piece of the Rock isn't just a dream. It's building a legacy. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. Waiting on payday? We've got you! Enjoy the flexibility to buy what you need with a Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card, an absolute must-have in 2024. Imagine shopping and enjoying low rates and no interest for 30 days. And it gets even better. Every time you swipe your Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card, you earn points to shop in the My Rewards app. Use your points towards flights, hotel accommodations, online shopping, and so much more. Apply for a Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card and get access to funds when you need. And the best part? Approval is quick and easy. Contact us via WhatsApp at 720-2675 for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
Thanks for staying with us. This is Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today we're joined with Imani Butcher, a 16-year-old football player, and of course, one of St. Lucia's hottest properties right now in football, a student of the Grozely Sports Academy in Form 5, actually pursuing CXC right now and trying to balance his football with all of that going on. Imani is actually a national player. We spoke about that a while ago. But for the young people out there who are actually interested in actually making the national team in the next few years, can you walk us through the process for selection for the national team?
Well, it was a very tough one. Well, first off, you don't have to miss a day of training.
Okay.
You just have to be on time, keep on going, keep training, give your best, of course, in training, and the coach will see.
But how do you get selected? For example, I'm playing at the grassroots level now, right? Not literally me, but if someone is playing at the grassroots level now, how do they get selection or probably get into the national team, break into the national team? Is it something that you apply to? Is it something that national training has an open day where you come and they select players based off what they see? What is it like?
No, there's coaches from the St. Lucia Football Association coming to games or tournaments,
mm-hmm.
and they can give you a call, your club or coach, or if your coach see you have the potential to make it, he can send you.
Okay. Well, that's interesting in itself, because I know that we're trying to get towards a semi-professional league in St. Lucia, and there are a lot of complications that come with that. I mean, having professional referees, of course, coaches with the right licenses, you know, B, C licenses to practice, even D licenses you will need at that semi-professional level. That's some of the struggles that we face now, but in terms of the playing style, and of course for players themselves, is it something that you think is a good move for national football?
Yes, it's a good move.
Do you envision yourself performing in the semi-professional league?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Has it actually started? Because I'm not too sure.
No.
It hasn't started as yet.
From what I heard, it's starting from March 10th.
That's literally in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. What club are you now signed to?
Black Panther Sports Club.
Where's Black Panther? I've never heard of that. Sufre. Okay, so with the semi-professional league, is it a thing that clubs from all over the country are going to be playing against each other?
No, it's not really clubs. District.
So it's by the district?
Yes.
Okay, so you're educating me now. Because the information for me hasn't been too clear about the semi-professional league. I don't know if I'm reading from the wrong areas, but I'm not getting all the information too clear about that semi-professional league. I understand that some players players in general will be compensated within the semi-professional league.
Yes.
Okay. And I guess you're looking forward to that. That's a good way to get, you know, young people interested, or probably more interested in playing within their respective sporting disciplines. Okay, what has been your biggest performance thus far? Probably the biggest match you've played in?
My Nations League debut. For the St. Lucia senior men's team.
Okay, what team do you play against?
St. Martin.
Okay. I think I remember that game, you know. That was probably like a year and a half ago.
No,
last year. Last
November.
Last,
yeah.
Right. There were a few games, a string of games happening at Bosejo. Okay, I remember that game clearly. Actually did not go to that match against St. Martin. I went to one of the first games that they had. Okay. This one's a tricky one. But what's your biggest inspiration in terms of footballers in general?
Biggest inspiration?
Now you could draw from any league, national wise, you know, wherever you want to go with it.
Well, on national level.
Yeah, we could start at the national level, then we could go to international level as well.
Yes. Being on the senior men's team.
You know, player, probably a player that inspired you.
Well, Gregson President, of course, in the national team. Seeing him play, he's a joy to watch.
Okay. Actually not familiar with him, eh? Because national football is not something that I, and probably it's a bad thing, that I don't pay attention too much to national football. I'm more of a international football, probably club football. Although, you know, the team not playing too well these days, you know, but we still have to give some props to the international football. But at the national level, I'm not too familiar. So, I mean, again, having you on here today was actually very interesting for me because it allowed me to do a bit more research into what's happening at the national level, etc. Now, pressure. This is something I think I couldn't have this interview without asking you about pressure. How do you deal with pressure? Imagine you given a ball in the 90th minute to take a penalty. How do you deal with that sort of pressure?
Just always stay calm. When you're under pressure, you don't play good.
Not at
and
all.
Don't be you.
That's one of the struggles I think a lot of people face, yeah. You know, in playing football. You hear it all the time, professional footballers lose confidence.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure gets them to crack. You know, Chelsea just lost the game on Sunday in the Carabao Cup final. They played yesterday. It was a completely different team. You know, I mean, I expect that even at your level, that you would experience probably a slump in form, etc. How do you deal with those things?
Hey, man.
I say probably at your level, you also experience a slump in form, probably a dip in form, rather.
Yeah.
How do you deal with those things?
It's normal.
I mean, it is normal, but how do you come back? I mean, you probably played horribly in three games.
Yeah.
How do you condition your mind, or condition yourself to say that in the fourth game, I'm going to play better?
Well, it really happens, so.
It really happens?
Yes.
I'll take that. All right, I wanted to present it. But I mean, there's a day that it might happen. You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You may be in good form. You know, sometimes you probably have an injury or setback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too familiar with your career. Have you ever faced probably a major injury? Probably a ligament or something like that? No.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. It's good to keep the body.
Some pain.
And a little pain and something.
Yes.
You probably just soak that and you move on.
Yeah.
Right? But it's always important to, you know, keep those things in mind because some of these things are actually career-ending, you know, ACLs and all that sort of thing. That's something that you get very often these days in football. Okay, what's next for you? I mean, you've made the national team. There's a string of games, I guess, which will be coming on before the end of the year. But what's next for Mr. Mucha?
Well, try and join a professional academy as soon as possible.
Okay. And of course, beyond that, we want to see another footballer get into the heights of Europe or probably into the MLS or even into one of the Caribbean teams. Then we have a good league in Trinidad now, a good league in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that eventually that's probably the level up we want to get to and even further than that.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Boucher. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today with us on RSCI. I mean, Youth Unplugged is all about the youth and how we could see you moving forward in the future. So I want to say first and foremost, good luck with CXC, because CXC is right around the corner.
Yes.
And of course, good luck with all your other aspirations. Of course, the Semi-Pro League, as you said, is starting quite soon.
Yes.
So we want to urge all young people to get themselves registered, of course. Get registered for club as well. I should probably ask you about that. I think I will. What is that process like? How does one apply for a club or get into the Semi-Professional League?
How can you apply for it?
How could you get into a club? I'm not too worried. You said it's a district thing. So you have to represent probably Castries or
you have to sign with them, get on FIFA Connect.
Mm-hmm.
You can train with them. Well, there was a child. Each district had a child.
Okay.
And they send in their footy. the best 30 and under the 22 is traveling over to the side.
Okay, all right. Then, of course, the other 8 will represent your substitution reserves or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Guys, this has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. I will be back again next week as we enter the month of women. I'm hopeful that next week I could get a lady on with us for Youth Unplugged as we continue into the Easter period. We're going to try to facilitate women only next month. Next month is actually all about women. So we want to try to see how we could incorporate them into our program. My name is Caliph. I'll see you guys again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged. And of course, Saturday morning, we're going to be back on air from 10 till 12.